Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It reminds us that we are wildly powerful, magical, and we're all connected. We are. And I think in this time where it's like, man, like, what the F is going on? It's all we can really kind of lean on is that faith piece. And not in a sense that, like, I have to go to church every week, right? It's like, I just believe this is so much bigger.
I'm a Cancer. Body built like a dancer. Shake that ass. Shake it for the camera. If you're a...
Aries.
What? What's that? What are you singing?
And throw, it's a song. Do you know that song, Ben?
What are you talking
about? I'm so sorry. I was doing the title for the TikTok.
Okay, it's fine. I'm over. You listeners know the song because we're starting with that. Because I am a Cancer and you're an
Aries. Okay, my birthday is March 27th. Yours is July 18th.
Yes,
I said 17th on accident because there was too many sevens. And I remember because it goes 327, 718.
Oh.
In my head.
We should know each other. I was going to message you and say, I don't know your birthday either. But I knew it was in March, but now.
Oh my gosh, you don't remember me. Yeah. It's Memorial Day, everybody, by the way. Usually I've cut out the, it's Monday, but really you're listening on a Thursday. But I know I got yelled at that. But anyway, it is Monday. It's Memorial Day. So thank you to those who have served or are serving at current. We appreciate you. We love you. And we are thinking about you, especially every day, but today.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate Ashen. I'm not going to do it. I will hold myself back from doing that.
If you haven't listened to last episodes to get Sid's, I don't know what accent she was doing. It was gold. You got to go back and listen to last week's episode.
What were you? Oh, sorry. What were we going to say?
I was just going to say the reason why we opened with our little, I was going to say cancer signs, horoscope signs.
Horoscope signs.
Are because we have a fun guest to talk about spirituality today, and we'll get her on the podcast very soon. Spirituality 101. What are horoscopes? Do we believe in them? Are they bull? Bullshit. What her experience is with sex.
With what? With
am I drunk?
With what?
Her experience with what? I was going to say sexuality and spirituality combined.
Sexuality? I'm actually really excited to hear her take on spirituality versus religion and like how you can intermix the two too. You know Ooh. What I mean? Like I'm very interested on that, especially being that she's a mom. Mm-hmm. And it's like when I grew up, going to church and I didn't really have a choice whether I wanted to go or not. You know what I mean? My parents didn't force it. I shouldn't say that, but like I wasn't as interested. So anywho, really quick, I wanted to mention something that's coming up just for our Minnesota folks. I'll keep it short and sweet. We're going to be throwing a little summer party / obstacle course. What is it? What do you call it?
Summer games.
Summer games. Yeah. Summer games on June 22nd in Wayzata. It's going to be at the Wayzata Commons around, I believe, 5 p.m. I apologize. We'll get the times right. But just in case you're local and you're going to be there, it's in Wayzata Commons. There'll be a link in bio shortly. So anyway,
so
until then.
Block that calendar off. I'm pushing for some watermelon crushing from your thighs to see who could win that. Because I just really want to see. We have Dr. Matt. He's coming. He's going to be there for the summer games, and I'm so excited to see him crush a watermelon between his thighs.
Yeah, he's got large quads. That's for sure. Yeah, they could do that. They definitely could. But anyway, we'll keep it short and sweet. Do you have a straight candid moment, by the way?
I do, obviously.
I feel like you thought of it right before the episode. Like you were reminded of it. Mm-hmm. So now I want to hear it first.
So I started an Instagram for my boyfriend because he literally doesn't have one. Right. And it's a Finsta because I manage it. Like he doesn't even have the password.
Oh, plant daddy.
And I thought it was such a great idea until I see that he has some message requests. I'm like, interesting. So I go in the message request. I should pull. Oh crap! My phone's on live.
Question: does he even have access to this account?
Oh, it's all me. He doesn't even know the password.
Wait, are you kidding me? He's locked up out of his own Instagram.
It's not his own Instagram. It's Sophie's Instagram
of Pat. Of Platt. Yeah. Oh wait, I almost said Platt and Panda. Okay, you know, never mind. I'm drunk too. Apparently,
I like can't talk today. I don't know what's going on. Thank gosh we have a guest who can use her words very well.
Yeah, seriously.
But And I go through these message requests. There's four of them. All four of them are from women. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. One of them said something like, oh, I wish I had my phone. Said something like, hey, sexy, want to be friends? Like, I really want to be your friend. Like, just, like, flirty. And I'm like, bitch, no, block.
Did you block them all?
And then the next one had, like, you know where it just shows a link, but if you don't hit accept, it just shows the link?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, this is a picture.
No.
Like, this isn't what I think it is. I accept it. It's, like, free live sex cam. Like, this weird link. And I'm like, no. I was like, is this what guys' DMs look like? Like, is this what they look like?
Ben, do you get these?
No, mine don't. Okay. Although I think I'm a special, call it?
Your content's different, though. It's not like traditional content.
A lot of, like, advertising for, like, get more followers and a lot of links, like, phishing links to try to get passwords to my accounts. That's what most of mine looks like.
Oh, interesting. I get a lot of, like, the creepy, like, well, first of all, like, they're an ambassador and they want you to like send them information. We get a lot of those. I have had so much content on my account. So many people like commenting on my posts, like send DM to, or like sponsor content here. It's literally like I get 14, 15, maybe 20 on every single post I do. Like just comment after comment. I have to block like at least 20 people. Like if I post a picture, I'm like, what the hell is that? That is so hilarious. You are standing your ground your private account of your boyfriend.
And now I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I don't want to know the girls that slide in there because it makes me angry.
Did you know any of them?
No.
Were they real accounts?
One of them for sure was. The other two may have been fake, but still. The fact that he's just getting like the little DMs of like, here are my titty pictures. Like, get out. Get out of here.
I've only gotten like one dick pic through Instagram. I used to get them all the time through Snapchat. And I think that's part of the reason why I stopped using it.
Oh, was your Snapchat public?
I had it. So if you didn't know, if you had my handle, you could send a post to me. But I would have to add you a to post. Like interact or whatever. Sorry. A picture. Oh, grandpa. God, I know. I don't use it anymore. Anywho, I'm so glad you're standing your ground. I would be afraid to message your boyfriend on a different account if I knew you were linked to it. Like, either way, I'd be horrified. If I even saw a picture of you on an account and I was messaging, like,
you better watch out.
She's going to square up to you, and I'm not going to be there to help you. I'm sorry. That's a taken man. That is a taken man. All right.
Funny. All right, Sid, what you got for me this week? Stray Kenna Moment.
Okay.
By the way, since we have a guest, we might have some new listeners. Stray Kenna Moments are just a time where we expose ourselves, our humanity, and just being completely candid. So, Sid, what do you got this week?
So I actually don't have a fun one, but I wanted to tell you one fun fact before because I think that's more fun. I just saw my boyfriend and the guy who's staying with us zoom by on the golf cart so fast.
He just flipped us off.
Sorry, did he really?
Yeah.
What a loser. I'm like, what the hell was that? Anyway, it was the first surf of the season yesterday, which was so fun, by the way. I'm like obsessed with surfing. So if you can pull me off the water to do a podcast, I must really love you. Truly, truly. Okay, so anyway, so we had a fun day of surfing. We went downtown to have dinner. And we had a good dinner downtown. We come outside of the restaurant and we're like talking, standing outside the restaurant. I look over to my right side and I see like some commotion going on. And then I literally hear 26 gunshots in a row. One block away from me.
In North Loop?
In North Loop, one block away from where I was standing. One block away. And we were like, holy shit. And at first it sounded like gunshots and then it sounded like fireworks. Because there were so many. So they must have had like an automatic gun. But there was someone that we were with and they were like, there's no way that was gunshots. There's no way. Like, what the hell was that? It ended up, we looked at the crime watch and it was like 28 shots fired at the police precinct right in the North Loop. And I was right there having dinner. Yes.
The one by Starbucks.
Yes. And, yes, right there. And I was like, holy crap. I'm like standing a foot away or a block away from... I don't even know what happened. I haven't looked to see who got hurt and everything like that. But I had to drive out and pass and go up one and over that way. And I'm looking around. It was like 2 minutes prior. And there's just families walking around like with no clue in the world that like there was just like like freak out happening right there.
You know what? That intersection?
Yes.
Those stoplights haven't been working for 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if it's related.
It could have been. It could have been.
Interesting. I don't know.
But
whoa,
either way,
scary.
Like I have never been, okay, I lived in Uptown and I would hear gunshots from time to time. I lived at the U in Dinkytown and I would hear gunshots, but I've never been outside and that close to something so like surreal happening. I feel like the, and you had something surreal happen too, but not that we'd go into it, but it's like, it's just like,
there has been some crime related things going on kind of in Minneapolis. So if you are local, just be careful.
Just
like
be so careful.
Friend of a friend. Actually someone literally, this is from my hometown friend. I don't even want to disclose, but someone, I should have told you this. I haven't
oh my
told
God.
You this.
Now I'm nervous.
Someone kidnapped this kid as he was walking down the street in downtown Minneapolis, threw him into the car, gun to his head, and he ended up, like, I'm about, because he had, like, back, like, he couldn't see. There was, like, it was a full-blown kidnap. I don't know what their plan was, but he was like, I'm going to die if I like, go with these men. He was already in the car, gun to his head. He had, like, 5 seconds to make the decision. He grabbed the gun himself, sprinted down the street, and was followed, chased down by these guys. He found Stop. Someone to help. Yep. I think he has, like, it's very scary. And I probably, like, I'm eventually, like, I want to reach out. Like, my brother's friends with him. So, yeah. Like, I want to reach out and be like,
what, are you okay? Like, gosh, I mean, you can't even ask, like, are
so
you okay?
So just be careful. Side note.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And you know that person.
Just things are going on.
Things are going on, you guys. Just be careful. Like, bottom line, just be aware and don't be out. Don't go places that you don't need to go. Don't go alone. Don't be out in the dark. Like, that wasn't really the point of this. I'm sorry we had to go there. But, like, this happened last night. And it was just, like, I've never been that close to something so horrific. So, anyway, it was totally candid because I had no idea what was going on. And how naive are we to just think we can go around walking around like a major city and with no care in the world and not paying very much attention?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like a reminder of like, oh yeah, life is extremely precious and we have to be careful. Like truly. So it was probably a good reminder because I hope to God nobody was hurt. So anyway, that was our candid moment. Kind of crazy, kind of wild. You don't have one, you said? Nope. Okay. All right. So
Sid, what are your thoughts on spirituality horoscopes in general?
So I feel like I didn't really pay much attention to horoscopes or like that piece of spirituality until I had a few friends that were interested in it. And then I was like, okay, I don't really understand what this is. I understand it has something to do with the stars and when you were born. But then I read about Aries and it was like distinct to my behavior, like to a creepy, like complete alignment. It was weird.
You're like,
And I was like, that's weird. So that was my first like take with it. I think there is something to do with it. It's a gravitational pull, in my opinion, of when you're born. And that's reasons that's the way the stars that are aligned at that time. That's why it's dates. But then I don't really know too much about it. So I feel like it's like, that's all I know.
Yeah.
And that's my thoughts. And I do believe in what it's saying. I think it's a really great guider, but I don't think it like is exact for everybody. So that's my thoughts. What do you think?
Kind of similar. I would say when it comes to horoscopes, when it comes to whores, when it comes to horoscopes, I've only used it because I think it's like fun. Almost like, you know, those little games you'd play in middle school with the little, what are those?
Oh, those origami things.
Origami things. And it'd be like, ooh, you're going to get a boyfriend today. I'm like, yay.
Yay.
So I like the daily horoscopes.
I do. I love
so,
that
like,
app.
So I'll like look at my daily horoscope and be like, ooh, like, financial freedom is coming my way. And then you almost kind of like manifest it. So I think it's a good way to kind of like push yourself to into some sort of manifestation. Like, oh, I'm going to be a boss ass bitch this week. And then all of a sudden you're a boss ass bitch that week. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So that's the only reason why I use it. Personally, I mean, I'm going to say it here first. Like, I don't think there's really science behind it. I don't know about the gravitational pull. Like, I don't know if I think that's kind of bullshit. I don't know if it's just like, oh, well, I think this today, so I'm gonna do that today. And so I feel good about it. And I'm like, well, my horoscope, if you read my horoscope, would you also align with it? If I read yours, would it be like, oh, that's actually me too? Is it very just like open-ended?
Like
that you
overarching.
Could, yeah, that you everyone could relate to it. So I'm just saying this now because my opinion might be changed by the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
When it comes to spirituality, I think we're both kind of on the same page. Like, we both believe in something bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's why I kind of relate to spirituality more than religion.
Yep.
But I think the rest of this can kind of, I want to hear from our guest.
I want to know, like, what is it, the science about it? Because it is confusing to me. It's like, sometimes it can relate to everybody. Sometimes it can relate to only some people. And I don't know. I never know exactly, like, is this me or could this be Jordan too? But Jordan's technically a Pisces, but then sometimes he has a different moon sign. And so it's just like, I'm like, okay, when does it stop? When's the crossover? You know what I mean? So Ashley will clear it up for us. Ashley, so, is coming on the podcast. She was a recommendation from Vanessa, who we've had on episodes 9 and 10, and she was amazing. Obviously, we love Vanessa more than anything, but I will give you a little lowdown on who Ashley is. So Ashley Sondergaard is a self-care coach, yoga teacher, astrologer, and host of the Yoga Magic podcast. For over 10 years, she has studied yoga, meditation, astrology, and mindfulness practices that prioritize self-care and self-discovery. After having her two girlies, Ashley discovered the hard way that taking care of yourself first is not the only way to take care of others. Okay, so today she supports her students and clients in up-leveling their everyday routines into magical self-care rituals. Learn more about Ashley at ashleysondergaard.com or on Instagram at ashleysondergaard.yoga and Yoga Magic Podcast.
Ooh, I love that name.
I know, I like it too. It flows really
yoga
well.
Yoga Magic.
Yoga Magic. So it's interesting because Ashley's also a mom. So I think that we're going to get a lot of perspective on religion and spirituality when, what is it called? I almost said growing your kids, like as if they're plants.
Watering.
Oh my God. You got to water them. You got to feed them. Got to give them a little soil. Raising your children. Oh my Lanta. And it'll be really interesting, I think, their perspective. So I think without further ado,
let's sprinkle in some fertilizer.
Let's get some water on those plants and let's bring in Ashley.
Let's do it.
Oh my
Welcome
God.
Welcome on the podcast.
Ashley's here.
She made it. She's here. She's cute as a button, her little pregnant self.
Yeah.
I literally have to say it because she walked up and I was like, oh my God, of course you're freaking cute. That cute, aww, seriously?
Thanks, you guys. We saw you through the window and I literally said out loud to everyone, that's the cutest pregnant lady I've ever seen.
Seriously.
You're adorable.
And you're two weeks away.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
2 weeks away from being fully baked, and my other girls came just a little bit early, so we're just hanging out now. Now I'm just early. Like... Lily, let's see. Lily was a little bit late. Rory was like a week and a half early. So
wait, you guys, how cool would it be if she went into labor during the podcast?
Good vibes send you into labor for
all
sure.
Right. Well,
yeah,
here we are.
They do. Contractions happen with all those good feelings.
We take the podcast equipment with us in the car to the hospital. We're like, how are you doing, Ashley?
I'm gonna put the mic to her. She's like, get this away from me.
She's like, I'm dilated 8 inches.
I didn't tell you could ride with me. I just said, get me to the hospital. We're like, all right, so we're going to keep everyone updated. We'll be outside the door the entire
time.
That
would be such a good episode. I would listen to that episode.
You should do that on your own
you
for
should.
Your podcast.
I think, I feel like sometimes you're out of body in those experiences. So yeah, I don't know that I'll be with it.
You could do it before, like, 5 minutes during like labor.
I told my husband, yeah,
you're actually like pushing and then right like after, once the moments are done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And be like, this is like the ebbs and flows. I'm like done with that thought. Sorry about that.
Okay, Ashley, who are you?
Can you do, we did a little bit of an elevator pitch.
Yeah.
We said we met you through Vanessa. We did your pitch that you sent us, obviously, but tell us a little bit about you in general, like who you are.
Oh, well,
it can even
thanks.
Be about your kids or whatever you want
to. Yeah, thanks you guys for having me. I'm so excited. Thanks to Vanessa. I love the connector over there. I'm Ashley. I am an astrologer. I am a self-care coach. I'm a mama of two girls, soon to be three. And I just love helping people see a lot of the magic in the world that we don't always realize how powerful we are. I have a podcast called Yoga Magic where we talk about these things. And like you guys, I work in fitness and that's really where I started to realize these things. Like, oh wow, we have agency to choose what we want to do in our life. And we have so much magic and power. And really the, you know, kind of what got me to this work was a lot of yoga. I've done yoga for 15 years now, taught for 10. But ultimately, when my second daughter was born, I started to really tap into meditation, mindfulness, and like kind of all of the woo stuff, if you will. And she showed me, and through really like a true manifestation process, that like we as women are just so, so amazing. And we can do really, really cool things. And so I essentially like manifested her amazing birth, and I'm trying to do it again. I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll see. But I think that like that was the catalyst for the work that I do now. And I get to talk about it all the time. And astrology is a tool, but there's so many tools that we get to use in this work.
Wow. I'm so excited. This is going to be good. I mean, I'll be honest. We talked about what our thoughts were on astrology before this. And I'm Sid was like, I believe parts like gravitational pulls and things. And for me, like, I have a little bit of a hesitation behind like the science behind it, because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I believe in manifestation. So I love looking up my daily horoscope, and I'm like, oh, today I'm going to, you know, meet the love of my life. And so then I'm like, oh, wow, I just have like this energy about me during the day. So like, that's how I use horoscopes. But how do you use your astrology, I guess, to like make someone better or like find their potential, I guess? Like, what really is there science behind it?
It's such a good question. And honestly, in my opinion, no, there's not data. Like I was explaining earlier, my husband is a data person. He's a Capricorn, which is very like analytical, and they have to have all the things in order. And so he'll ask me these questions about like, can you prove this? And I'm like, no, I actually cannot at all. But the cool thing is that if it feels good, does it matter? If it helps us, does it matter? You know, so
I got goosebumps. Me too. I'm like, oh my God, that's so true.
Astrology is really the study of what's happening in the sky, the celestial bodies, and how it affects us day to day, our birth charts. And so what we can do is understand what we're working with, right? What we're made up of. When you're looking at a birth chart, and I have your guys' ready, birth charts.
I know, I'm so excited.
Are essentially like a snapshot of the sky the minute that you were born. So where was the sun? Where was the moon? All the things. And it shows you who you are at your essence, who you are in your true identity, preconditioning of life, right? Preconditioning of family members and boyfriends and jobs and all the things. Like, who is Sid and Soph? Like, who are these people? And what can we do to get back there? There's also a positive and a shadow side of literally every piece of the chart. And you get to choose how you work with that, right? So sometimes, you know, we fall into the shadow side. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm not being like the best version of myself. But it's okay, because we need to have all of those. And so the goal, and really using astrology in the way that I like to use it, is to step into that positive vibration as often as possible and know what that is.
Yeah. I like how you talk about the negative too, because like sometimes I've read my sign and I'm like, ooh, yeah, that is not good. And I hope that I'm manifesting in a way that I don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. as a reminder, like I shouldn't do that. But I like that you talk about the positive and the negative and using it as a tool, how you wish to use it. We don't need to have this like science behind it if we want to believe in something. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot of things in the world that we just believe because
religion,
right?
Right.
We don't have proof, mm-hmm. right? We don't have any proof, but we believe it because we want to believe it, or whoever it is that mm-hmm. wants to believe it. So I think birth this is charts. Beautiful. Birth charts. Really quick, I want to just ask, how did you decide that this was like your calling though? Because I want to hear that before we go into us two.
I do. I know.
don't.
Yeah.
She's don't. I know you're antsy and want to hear it, but I'm like, I want to know your why.
I imagine there's so many like pivots. Like, did I see myself doing a podcast and doing astrology work? No. I mean, this is so wild how it comes up, but really, I guess when I started working, I started teaching on my own, started teaching yoga on my own, and really wanted to help people, help women specifically, identify how to take care of themselves. Like, really, how? And it's okay, like, give that permission. And when COVID struck and I was at home all the time with my two nuggets and I'm like, I'm going crazy.
She's meant to be here. Sid always says nuggets.
That's what they are though, right? They're like little nuggets.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going crazy at home and I started to really lean into astrology and understand how I could use it in my yoga classes, how I could use it in the one-on-one work I was doing with people. And that's when I got really, really into it. And now I'm formally training. It's like a 4-year program. A lot of astrologers just learn it on their own. I mean, you can learn it on your own, and I've done that. But I'm also like, I have Capricorn moon, so I really want to like get a certification, you know. But it's been this like weird door opener since then. And I just find that it feels good. It to see people feel seen in an astrology reading or in a birth chart, or just even just like, wow, you're a Cancer, you're a nurturer. And they're like, whoa, how'd you know that? You know, like this stuff is so simple and it makes people feel seen. And we need that, especially as women, coming back to that, like who we are at our essence, preconditioning of the world, what the world tells us we're supposed to be.
I love that. God, that's good. I like that, like the feeling behind like the why. I don't know. I just like feel something. I'm like, I'm ready to be heard. And I feel like I'm like, wait, I'm like sitting here anxiously being like, what are we going to say? What are we going to find out about ourselves about our birth chart?
So
like, I'll let you go. You want to go first? What? In your birth chart reading.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because yeah. I want to know. I'm like,
Okay, so July 18th.
Yep.
Yep. Where were you born?
1995.
Landstuhl, Germany. And what time? 6:20 p.m.
I put 6:18, but it should be good.
6:18.
Because she's sort of guessing. So let me just pull back a little and explain, you know, what we're looking at. I'm going to talk about the big three today. So a lot of times, like, do you guys have the CoStar apps or anything like that? Okay, cool. So those are...
I raise my hand like as if I'm in class.
Yes, I have it. I do. When we're looking at the birth chart, there's so much in there. There's tons of things. And in a full reading, there's, you know, we could definitely touch on all of that. But it's really helpful if someone is listening and they're brand new to this, just starting with the big three. So the first thing to look at is your sun. And your sun sign is what you would look up normally in a horoscope. Like this is, you're a Cancer, you're an Aries. It is very important. It's a very important part of the chart, but it's not everything. So that's why we like to look at everything that's in the chart. Your sun is really where you shine. It's where you draw energy. So I like to use it for that energy source, right? So when, you know, I'm working with clients and we're talking about how to fuel our bodies or even move our bodies, the sun is that place. How do you energize, right? What brings you fuel? How do you shine? And there's just a flavor of your sun in everything that you do. The moon is different because the moon is who you are at night. So your shadow, it's your subconscious. So this is the part of you that like you might like not
actually
could be. It's where you feel safe.
I don't know, that's what I thought of right away.
I would say there's other your Mars is more of your sexual energy, which we can look at that too.
Should add that in. I'm curious.
Need to add that in.
Yep. Okay. So your moon is more of that like subconscious part of you. Who are you when you are tapping into like, say like in a meditation or even like hypnosis work or anything like where you're going really deep in, this is who you are at that deeper layer. It's your dreams. It's a lot of your conditioning in life. So like your inner child of like, who is that when someone gets to know you even more and more?
So we have sun and we have moon.
Sun and moon. Those two are really important. And then the third really important piece is your rising sign, which is also called your ascendant. Your rising sign is the most individual part of the chart because it changes every few minutes. That's why we ask for a really accurate birth time. The rising sign is, it's interesting because it's not exactly you, but it's how you interact with the world. And so when you know your rising sign, you can know how people perceive you. That first time, if you were to say, can you guess what my sign is? Somebody's probably going to guess your rising sign. So it's how you interact with the world. And you should actually, when you're looking up your horoscope, it's better to look up both your rising sign and your sun. Because your rising sign, again, is going to be that individual part
of the
chart.
I don't even know my rising.
I don't think I remember mine either, to be honest.
So yours, we'll double check. But once you know exactly that birth time, whether you look at a birth certificate, we can confirm it. But I'll describe it and we'll see if it sounds like you.
Fun fact, my birth certificate last name is spelled wrong.
What? No. Really?
My last name on my birth certificate is spelled incorrect.
Do they give you crap when you try to go get your like
Van Circum
passport and stuff?
Van Circum. Yeah, I had a hard time getting my permit, my license. When I get married, I'm screwed if I get married. But
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, that's weird.
Anyway, so I don't even know if the birth time will be right.
Let's not stress about that quite yet. Okay, yeah.
Germany, what was happening?
Yeah, it was a shit show, man.
Whoops.
Okay, so let's look at yours. So let's talk about your sun first. Your sun's in Cancer. I'm a Cancer sun too, so we're like summer vibes, very much so. Cancer in the sun is really energized, like I said, by nurturing people, by nurturing anything, plants, just making people feel
plant daddy
really, really good.
As you have something,
is that your boyfriend?
You
you're kidding.
I swear. Can you come here?
This whole time
mouth.
I've had something in my mouth.
Look at, go like this. There, wait, there. You get it?
Yeah.
It was an athletic green.
It was an athletic green something. I was just kidding. Sorry, little honey bunches. Go ahead.
So Cancer is intuitive, is sensitive, is really that the mama bear of the zodiac. And whether or not you identify with like mom energy, I didn't until I had kids myself. This is really like the person in the friend group that's just like taking care of everybody and intuitively knows when something is wrong. There's a lot of magic in Cancer because it is a water sign. So any of the water signs are going to be those that just are more sensitive, more intuitive. They're more connected to their feelings. So that's that energy source for you. And you said you don't love doing like super hard workouts yourself. This is actually really true. Like water signs tend to benefit more from things like going for a walk and just being, you know, with their thoughts and their emotions, or doing a more restful, like restorative yoga practice. Definitely there's other parts of the chart that are like, let's get a hard workout on. Yeah. But if it feels good to like slow down, that's your body telling you that's the energy that you actually need. Your moon is an Aries. So you're an Aries sun, Aries moon, lovely little setup there. Yeah.
Wait, is that good? That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's great. That's
I wonder why we
complimentary
together.
Yeah, we do.
So I'm an Aries moon.
You're an Aries moon. Okay. Yep. And so you feel safe in really working with, so Aries is the sign of the self. This is the first sign of the zodiac. And it's really individualized because it is the sign of the self. And there's a lot of like confidence. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of willingness to take some risks, take action. So it feels safe for you to be around, literally you, to be around that, right? To be around someone who is really confident and who is willing to take some risks.
We talked about this the first time that we actually like were starting to get to know each other, and we were like,
I like this
you.
Conversation remember? At the pool.
Yes, and we were like, I like you because you're confident in you, and I'm like, I like you because you're confident in you.
And
it's
I don't
not
feel
a competition.
Like, and I don't feel like I had to like tone myself down around you,
mm-hmm.
and like to make sure that you could shine yourself, like you were able to shine while I shined.
We had Ooh. This conversation.
We did
that. It's so see, isn't it weird how this stuff works out? It yeah. always does. So, you know, working with those two together, these are very different energies. A Cancer sun is that like slower moving, more intuitive, sort of more sensitive. And Aries is like one of the go-getters of the zodiac. Yes. It's a fire sign. So it feels good, again, to take action. And ultimately, it helps for you to understand who you are, to do that self-study piece. So applying it to everyday practices, it's like, you know, doing some journaling, like knowing what you're working with so that you can be confident in who you are. The shadow side, let's go back to the sun. The shadow side of Cancer is that it can be a little overbearing, right? I'm a Cancer, so like a helicopter parent at times, or even just like overly sensitive. Cancer likes to live in the past and sort of dwell on that. And this is the shadow. This, you get to choose. How do you show up? Do you show up as the like, really intuitive, sensitive, amazing, like feel good individual that like is willing to take action? Or do you show up as like overly sensitive, right? You get to choose that. And then in the moon, that is that negative side or that shadow side of Aries can be sort of self-obsessed in a way. Again, this is the sign of the self. So there's a difference between being confident, understanding what you need, especially as it relates to self-care, and being like overly selfish. That's a pretty far extreme of Aries. Your rising sign, if this is the right birth time that we have, is in Sagittarius, which is another fire sign.
Like when she says the sign, because I have no idea what it means yet. I'm like okay.
And your Jupiter's right there too. So Sagittarius is another fire sign. People interpret you as like fun, as somebody who's wildly optimistic, who wants to go out and like travel and experience the world. Sagittarius is actually quite spiritual, and they really see the world as this like big interconnected place. Mm-hmm. And that's how you interact with the world. So people are going to pick up on that just like it's very magnetic energy. It's very fun to be around. Yeah, because you have Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and abundance, like right there. It's extra oomphy.
Extra, I'm extra.
I'm not gonna lie. Hearing yours, it all just kind of makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can see that. Oh,
I can see parts can of it for that. Sure.
Yeah.
There's pieces I'm see.
Curious about. Like when you said mama bear. By the way, I was like, I love babies. Like it. I cry every time I see babies. Yes.
For
yes.
Real
yes.
Cries. For real.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the what was the sexual sign that we were talking Mars. About? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, give us the 411.
Let's see. Your Mars is in. Is in Virgo. So Mars is interesting. Mars is a great thing to look at to understand your motivations and to understand what like triggers you. So if you're doing that like self work, it's really like, okay, what can light a fire under my actual ass to go and do the things? And this is fire. This is sexual energy as it relates to partnership. Venus is more of that like love piece. This is more like let's get it on. Mm-hmm. And yours is in Virgo. Virgo is really detailed, is very like into all of the aesthetics of it all. So it would have to be like, I don't know. I feel like sort of weird describing your sex life.
You're pretty accurate so far, I think.
So like, details matter.
Details matter.
Okay. Yes. And there's like an organizational piece to it. Virgo is really like likes the analytics, likes the details. So that could show up as say like it has to be a nice space, right? Like have a candle. The ambience is music. Important. Like have that all that detailed paid attention to. And also a partner that appreciates the details, like even, you know, that lead up to the actual, little foreplay situation. Like that's important. We're not going to brush past that. And so, yeah, it's interesting because Virgo tends to get a little in their head. And so you, with Mars there, the challenge will be to like not get too lost in the details. And that's true of like getting, you know, going and taking action in life, but it's true of in the bedroom too, right? It's like, how can I avoid getting so in my head that I'm losing what's actually happening here and now, right? We want to be in the present moment.
I loved how I was nodding through part of that as if like I've been in the room while you guys are like getting it on. I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, totally.
Yes. I do pay close attention to details. Absolutely. Need the ambiance.
How accurate do you feel like these are? Like for a feeling that you're having,
I would say like
connected.
What you shared, I would say like 70% felt like pretty on point.
Pretty spot on.
Yeah. Really. Which is pretty impressive to me.
It is very impressive.
Some of it I was like, and that's not really me. But again, it could be the way I show up, like you were saying. Yeah. Like it could be, you know, I manifest this certain way versus I kind of push that side of me down, even though it's there. Possibly, yeah.
Wow. And remember, too, that we're still young, right?
Yeah,
like we have so growing. Much life. And we evolve into these parts of who we are and we identify them more and more. You know what's really a funny story? So sometimes stuff is not right, right? Like you're like, this doesn't sound like me. I was reading for a woman, like at a bachelorette party, and she is like looking at me and she's like nodding, and I'm reading all of her information, and she's like, this does not sound like me at all. And I'm like, okay, dude, should we check your time? Like, let's make sure this is right. Anyways, she's like, kind of pauses, and she's like, this sounds like my twin sister.
There you go. I knew it. How did I know you?
She was
say
a
that?
Twin, and. Literally, I was reading for her twin sister. Isn't that wild? And I like, I've never had that happen before. And I was like, oh, what?
Did you get chills?
Oh my God,
like as somebody as spiritual too as you are, and like the fact that you're reading this, like I would get like, whoa.
So she essentially twins like share a chart. So there's parts of it that would really sound like her, but most of it was really sounding like her sister. And I was like, oh God, I'm so glad because I was like, I'm an imposter.
Like frick, I'm an imposter. I'm not even reading it right. That's super interesting.
Yeah.
They'd have like different charts. Okay, cool. I mean, wow. I only know like a handful of twins, so I'm like, I can't even think of like if they're similar or not. But quick question, because I don't want to jump into like our chart from that, but I want to know and ask you, because I've read online and I have a few friends that are really into astrology, and they're like, well, like a Pisces, which is what Jordan is, doesn't, you know, mesh well with an Aries, and I don't know what plant daddy is off the top of my head. But it's like, when do you take those seriously when like a sign doesn't, quote unquote, work with another sign? Maybe it is even for work. Maybe it
they're
is
incompatible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're incompatible. Mm-hmm. Nope, those signs are not compatible. Like, when do you take that seriously and when do you not?
I think a lot of astrologers have lots of opinions on this. And I'm really of the belief that, one, our birth charts are perfect. We are, you know, we might have things that are more challenging. There are aspects in the chart or placements in the chart that are kind of tough that, like, wow, your moon is one that, like, is super powerful but can also be a heavy load. And we'll talk about that. But as far as, like, partnership goes, I think it's, again, it's a matter of, like, if you're working with that light side of who you are and that full understanding of your chart versus just, like, oh, I'm a Cancer sun, so I don't really mesh with another, like, a fire sign or something like that. It's just not, it doesn't really pull everything together. And so I would, you know, you can get really detailed synastry reports where you're looking at all these different things and lining everything up. And you can see, where are the pain points? Where are we going to have to work? And where are the parts that are, you know, really meshing well? My husband and I are the complete opposite. I'm a Cancer, so I'm weirdly into all of this, like, intuitive, very, very emotional. And he's a Capricorn, which is literally, like, straight laced, super non-emotional. But we know that, and it works. And so I would just say, you know, understand what you're working with and teach each other to be the best versions of that.
I like that.
Maybe you rub off on him a little bit and he rubs off on you. And
yeah. It's all about human understanding and understanding your full being too.
So don't take it as seriously as some people would assume. Because some people don't even know anything about horoscopes or spirituality. And they're like, oh, he's a Leo and I'm this. Like, I can't work.
I've heard that before. And I'm like, you don't even know him or her.
I just think it would be like such a bummer if in the end you dive deeper and you're like, oh, whoa, this was like totally destined. Like it was meant to be. And I wasted it because of stereotypes. There's a lot of stereotypes around astrology. Like, people don't like Geminis for some reason. I don't know what's that about. Really?
I don't know. Random.
That's a thing.
That's
really random.
After your birth chart, I think it'd be cool also to hear, just if you're listening, you're like, I'm not a Cancer or an Aries, like Sid. I want to know, like, a quick little, if you could just go through each sign and, like, what their top couple traits are or something.
Let's do it.
Like,
yeah.
Sid's little birth chart
mirror. Yeah. I'd be curious after too to just see if, are we compatible or like, or does, are there things on the chart that you see that are like, well, these girls don't work together very well in this, or like we do work really well together.
So, I mean, literally so far, yes, the answer is you do.
Oh, wait, do what?
Work well together.
Oh, good.
Based on the fact that, again, that like you feel safe with where your sun is, like the energy that you're putting out into the world, like that in itself is a pretty, pretty awesome setup.
Because I feel like when I bring good energy, so feels great. If I'm off, she feels worried.
Yeah.
She feels, you know what I mean? It, like, worries her.
You'll pick up on it quickly.
Yeah, she does her knee thing, and I look at her and I go, what's wrong? You know what I mean? Because I'm looking right at her. I'm like,
if Sid's not having a good day.
But then I feel bad because it's like, I'm not having a good day because of Soph. I'm just having a bad day, but she gets worried about me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's actually a care that you're caring. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Bye-bye. I'll stop talking.
No, it's good. I'm just looking at it, too, to see where some other things are.
Am I front and center? No, I'm totally kidding.
Okay, let's talk about your chart. So your sun, like we said, is in Aries. We've described Aries in terms of that, like, confidence. What's really interesting, though, in terms of, like, where you draw energy is from taking action, right? Taking that first step forward. Aries is literally the first to go. Which I think people are like, oh, wow, that's so great. But sometimes it's kind of messy. Like, somebody has to go first. Is it always perfect? No. And that's okay. And I think Aries that are really in their power tend to understand that, like, taking that first step forward and then going back if they make some mistakes to iterate is really, like, that's a gift, right? To be able to go out and do that. Your moon is in Scorpio. And I was alluding to that a moment ago. So, like I said, the moon is really that, like, sort of subconscious space. What we know about the subconscious brain is that's a huge part of our thoughts. We don't know what's happening in there. We don't know those parts of our brain that we haven't accessed. And have Scorpio. Scorpio is arguably the most powerful sign in the zodiac because it's willing to go into the tough stuff, into the shadow, willing to work with that, whether that be death, whether that be transformation, whether that be sex, like in a forward sense of like being able to talk about it. Literally, like what you guys talk about and stuff on your show, the things that are hard to talk about, that's where you feel safe. And what's so cool about it is the positive expression of Scorpio is to transform that. Transform the shadows, transform the tough stuff into lessons, into light.
Oh my gosh. You gonna cry?
No, it's just so crazy. It is a little
so
crazy.
Accurate.
It's kind of scary.
Isn't it? I know. I feel the same way sometimes. But you know, the cool thing about Scorpio too is that like there is a hard side of it. The intensity of Scorpio is sometimes misunderstood. So the shadow side would be like going too far to the extreme of like, I'm just so on like, even okay, a stereotypical Scorpio would be like a goth sort of like angst teen. Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't that. I was very manly, but I was very extreme of that, like okay. OCD extreme.
And so that knowing that, like, okay, that's the shadow. The positive again is be able to transform these really like relationships with tougher things into light. So the symbols for, there's a bunch of symbols for Scorpio. The shadow is the scorpion, which you often see, but the positive expression is the phoenix, really like literally going down into the ashes and rising up. And so knowing that you have a really powerful placement there, you can do a lot of manifestation work if you believe in that. You can get really, really clear on what you want, knowing that it just takes some heavy lifting. It just takes that willingness. I mean, whether it be therapy, like hypnosis, doing meditation, journaling, anything where you're accessing the parts of yourself that essentially like you deny, and let's transmute those into light.
I'm scared. I'm scared. Oh, Jesus, I'm being red. Literally, it's kind of freaky.
I know.
I think your birth time was really accurate.
No, clearly.
Whatever.
It's kind of freaking me out. Because so it's far. Like, yeah, there's so many things I could even dive into, but it's just like it's cool. Have to write all the time to dig into things. I can't make a decision just when I'm like sitting there, like, well, Jordan will be like, make it a choice. Like, you already know the answer. Come on. And I have to like go gather myself to make the choice because I freak myself out. And then, but I know it. I just have to like take a breath.
I think this is cool too, because the listeners that have been with us for a while, they kind of know us at this point.
Yeah. So
they're probably listening to this, nodding their head at the same time because it is very, very accurate so far. Okay.
And with the topics that we were talking about, it was like, I very much denied that I was like those talking about those things when in reality, I was the one talking about those things behind closed doors with everybody.
Slash, I'm sure. Yeah.
I just was like, it was the assumption that people were not going to be okay with me talking about it out loud on the podcast that made me not want to talk about those things.
She needed a little nudge and now she talks about it openly.
And I'm the one that leads all those conversations with personal, conversations with people. So
but it helps people. It helps people to be able to hear all the thing you guys talk about on this show, like funny or serious. Mm-hmm. It's relatable and it's, yeah. So that's pretty cool. Okay. Your rising sign is the other one. Again, this is how you interact with the world. So people perceive you as a Virgo, and we've already kind of talked about Virgo being that organized. And I mean, it's
my
funny because like
my friend told me that it's like a really? Very accurate. Like, oh, you, yep,
she's you're
like,
a we're Virgo rising,
listy.
Even just like our short interactions, I'm like, okay, yep, this is organized. It's like you can tell that that's how you interact with the world is through the details.
That's how you interact with the world is. Oh my gosh, that is so accurate. Yes, 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 yes.
What does that mean? So it's just like, I'm very like list oriented, like detailed.
Love lists.
You're very, like if you show
quiet
up.
Quiet in the corner, Ben, quiet in the corner, you little.
Like even when you have like a conversation with someone, you can tell there's so much going on in your head. Like you have like 2 minutes for this conversation. You have something going on very soon after. Like it's like a busy, like I got like, stuff to do, but like here's this conversation.
If you find yourself really in that Virgo energy, because this is, you're not, it's your rising sign, so it's how you interact with the world. You're not necessarily a Virgo, right? Mm-hmm. But if you find yourself really in that like heady space, a really cool practice is to like give yourself some worry time, literally like set aside 30 minutes and just worry about whatever it is you need to worry about, write it out, like just get it out and then be like when it creeps up at other times, nope, this isn't my worry time. Actually, a therapist taught me
this. That would help you so much.
Oh my God, that's smart. Because I am a worrier. I totally am. I worry about everything. Everything I do is worry. I'm scared. I'm like, what? Okay, I'm going to set a... I'm like laughing.
Give yourself that
like,
time.
Holy shit, it's so real.
Because it's real.
Because it's so real. Because I do. I worry about other people. I worry about life. I worry about death. Finances, I worry about finances. Everything.
Get it down.
I'll just write it out and do
but
it.
Then you might find that it's not as...
That's scary.
Yeah.
Probably not.
It's like outing bed. That. Probably I wouldn't do it before bed, probably.
Like morning?
You would actually. Or wouldn't?
I would not.
Okay, I was like, oh, that's a good time. I know one time, I will tell you this, it's many. One time Jordan was like, let's do your finances right now. And I knew I had overspent. And I was like, no. And he's like, what? Why? I'm like, I literally, no. I go, the idea of talking about my money right now,
I can't. And I walked in the bathroom and I shut the door and I just was in there for like 10 minutes just to like calm myself down. Cause I was like, that even that idea just stressed me out. Like, no, not happening. Yeah. Like, no. Wow. Okay. Wait, what was the final sign? I'm sorry. It was Mars.
Your Mars is also in Virgo. You guys are both, cause you guys are born pretty close together.
Yeah, we are.
So that means that you have the same sort of like sexual motivation, but also sexual energy. Yeah.
So yes, because it is. It's very like dependent on, like, I think about the night before. I'm like, did he touch my leg? Did we have a good dinner? Did we interact nicely?
Did he graze my knee?
When we come home, did we do a little like swing around? Did he swing me around and kiss me before we walk in the door?
It's like, that's, well, I'm curious.
I don't like my brain sometimes. Okay,
image,
people?
The image I just had. I don't think I could ever picture Jordan swinging you around. It's like dipping you and giving you a little peck.
You know what? This is the wishes versus reality. We walk in, he swings me around, he smooches me.
Instead he's like, sit, let's fuck.
No, listen, it's like, it's gorgeous. We're walking in the door and there's rose petals. We walk upstairs. It's so sexual. Ah! The reality is he walks up, merps up to the door in front of me. He's like waddling. No, he either goes, I'm still hungry, or I got to poop, babe. Don't come upstairs. It's like, okay, well, that's sexy. Like,
you know, what's also funny is that it can also be kind of routine in a way. Like, yeah. Virgo tends to be pretty like daily routines. And so, yeah, if that's something you guys end up being together for a long time, you might benefit from spicing it up a little bit in ways, because it can get very routine.
I've already gotten to the routine of just saying, we've been like, if one of us wants to have sex, we go, it's like, I'm horny. Like, it's like, we can't be doing that anymore.
In that voice too. Like,
yeah. One of us will just say,
I'm horny.
And you're like, okay. This is us waddling over.
Okay, it's time.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. Are we okay? So this is just amazing. I feel like the percentage you said about 70%.
Yours
accurate.
Was very close.
Mine is probably about 99%.
Good.
I would, if I had to guess of the accuracy.
And I bet if we get your birth time spot on, it would be too.
I would like, I don't even honestly, I wanted to say 100, but I feel like that wouldn't be realistic. Cause it's like,
I'm glad.
Yeah. And that's crazy.
This like, is the tip of the iceberg.
A, not an A plus. Yeah. Ooh.
This is only the tip of the iceberg. There's so much of the chart that you can study. How these aspect other planets, you know, like other pieces of the chart with the houses. There's so much more. But I think for listeners that are just wanting to learn a little bit about astrology, these are the places to start. You can pull your chart for free anywhere. You can pull it on.
Do you have ones that you trust? Because sometimes not all the websites are very accurate slash detailed.
There's different house systems too. So if somebody is like seeing their chart a little bit different from another person's interpretation, there are like slightly different house systems. They're not wildly different, but my favorite place to pull the chart is Channy Nicholas. She's an astrologer, an amazing astrologer. Her website, channynicholas.com. That's the best place, I think, because it's laid out really well.
I love that. Will you really quick actually run through like a tiny little piece of like,
oh, yeah,
this, even the sun each signs sign. Or the rising signs of each sign. Cause I want people to, maybe you say a positive and a negative or positive and a shadow.
And a
sorry. It's not negative. Life. You can use it as a tool. I'm trying to be better. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I can totally do that. So we've talked a little bit about Aries already, and that confident and bold, and the shadow is the selfishness. Taurus is the next sign. Taurus is really, into luxury, pleasure, is really great at like being grateful for the things that we have as humans, whether that be like delicious food and good sex, like soft things, like all of that. Taurus is really yummy in that way. And
I want to be a Taurus.
Same. A little chocolate.
It's very yummy. Taurus in the shadow can be a little like possessive, or maybe like really wrapped up in things. We're having a very Taurus moment in the world right now. We're learning to understand what it means to really use pleasure and to enjoy it, to have experiences with the things that like we get to experience as humans. And that has to do with the points on the moon that we're in right now. So let's just say we're all kind of discovering Taurus right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Gemini is an air sign. So Taurus is an earth sign. Gemini is an air sign. Gemini is very interested in really like different ideas and collecting ideas. open-mindedness, learning new things. Like Gemini, I think of as like a really cool book club where you get to talk about whatever it is that you want with your friends. They're really social and, again, really open-minded. The shadow of Gemini is they're the twins. And this is where that bad rap comes from sometimes. Sorry, I'm out of breath because I'm so pregnant all the time.
Oh my God, you're fine. You're so fine.
Do you need any water?
Yeah,
do you need
no, I'm totally good. I just get excited and then I get hot and then I can't breathe.
Oh my God. I know, but this is amazing.
We'll air out. Take your time. Are you comfortable? Move that pillow.
No, I'm totally good. Sorry. I'm totally just.
You guys, she actually is very pregnant.
Why. 2 weeks. Two weeks more. Out.
Let's do it.
In the full bake.
Gemini, again, is the twins. So sometimes that can show up as like two-sidedness, right? It's good to have to be yes and yes to understand two sides of the coin, but there's a difference between showing up as sort of like two-sidedness. So that's Gemini. That's why they get that kind of bad rap. We've talked about Cancer, nurturer. The shadow is that they can be overly sensitive, overbearing. Leo is the only sun or the only sign that's ruled by a star, by the sun. So Leo is very bright and shiny. They're creative. They're generous. You really notice Leos when they show up. They're kind of loud sometimes in a good way. And the shadow to Leo is that they can be a little bit like attention seeking. So that needs to be seen as really important. But they want to set a good example. I think Leo is a cool sign. Virgo, we talked about, is that detail oriented, loves a routine, loves lists. The shadow of Virgo is that they can get overly into those details and sort of in the head. Worrisome anxiety can show up. Libra is the sign of relationships. This is the sign of like harmony and balance. And Libras are so good at being really great friends and being really, really great partners. They're great at making a beautiful aesthetic because, again, they see harmony in the world. Mm. The shadow of Libra is that they're people pleasers because they love to make everyone feel good and safe. It tends to be like, oh, but like, make sure you're doing good. Like, do you
I sound like all of these
sometimes, right? I know sometimes you do. Sorry, that's Ben. So we were pointing at Ben.
Are you a Libra, Ben? Libra.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you feel that?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a people pleaser.
Okay. It's not a bad thing.
100%. But like you said, it's a shadow. I know it. Yes. I'm very aware of it. And now I'm very like, you know what? It's cool if everyone likes me, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know what? Where it becomes a problem is when you're giving away too much of yourself, right? It's fine to serve others, but ultimately, like, you have to keep your own self whole. We are all of the signs. Mm-hmm. We're made up of all of them. So when you look at this wheel, this chart, all 12 signs are here, and they're represented by the houses in your chart. So we are all of that of the signs. Some are just more pronounced than others.
Gotcha.
Scorpio is, again, that intense, amazingly transformative, powerfully magnetic sign that in its power is able to literally draw anything their way. And then the shadow is that it becomes overly intense and can become just too much and can sometimes, you know, have to resort to things to subdue some of that power.
Mm, that's my boyfriend.
Is he a Scorpio sign? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's cool. That'll be good. You guys, so Cancer and Scorpio are both water, so there's like a lot of intuition, a lot of sensitivity. You guys will be able to pick up on each other's energy. Mm-hmm. If you find that sometimes you're like, ugh, I don't want to like necessarily have to feel his energy all the time, you can do some things just to kind of set, like visualize a bubble around yourself. Sometimes take like a salt bath. I know that sounds so weird, but like literally like just kind of clean off, because you don't have to carry around other people's energy if you don't want to.
I feel like I do carry around other, like if someone else is anxious, I feel anxious completely. I will say he hides his emotion a little bit more. Like I have to push for it. His energy is usually pretty much, it's similar every time. I mean, I know when he's happy, but he hides his like deeper.
You're probably gonna be so good for him to feel safe and find this like heavier part. Mm. Powerful part.
Oh, I like this.
I like this
a lot. Okay, Sagittarius is the traveler, is the life experiencer, loves to gather wisdom through life experiences, really spiritual in that sense, again, that they see the world as like this big interconnected place. The most optimistic of all the signs. Sagittarius on the shadow tends to be a little bit of a know-it-all because they do know a lot. They know and they've experienced a lot. So that can show up again as just like having all that wisdom and saying, you know, I don't really want to consider other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. Capricorn. Capricorn is the go-getter of the zodiac. This is the boss energy. They're the ones who are like, if you have them on your group project in college, you're like, yes, I know. They know what they're doing.
Project, yeah.
And so, yeah, they're just really, really working, really wrapped up in success. And the shadow to that is that they don't often give themselves any credit. They're just on to the next thing. So I mentioned that Cancer sometimes live in the past. The opposite of Cancer is Capricorn, and Capricorn kind of lives in the future. They're on to the next always. And so they don't celebrate their wins, and they're really kind of hard on themselves in that sense. So Capricorn can just do a lot more celebrating overall.
Isn't it funny that when you're listening to this, you're thinking of people in your
head? Oh, yeah.
This whole time I keep going to my phone. I'm looking up birthdays of the people I know and seeing what sign they are as you're explaining this. So I have a feeling people listening are doing the same thing because
I gotta see something.
Don't you want to know? Because I'm like, my dad has to, I'm like, oh, my dad's that one. And so I looked it up. I'm like, oh, that was right.
Was he a Capricorn? Oh, good.
So weird.
You know what I think it too? It gives you some empathy for other people.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
For yourself and for others.
This is so accurate. Yep.
It's crazy.
I checked something and I was
like,
right.
You're like, yep. Yeah.
All right. Two more. Aquarius. Aquarius is really open-minded in the sense that like they think outside the box. They think very differently. They're really interested in making the world a better place in sort of this non-conventional way. Aquarius on the shadow is that they can be kind of loners. They definitely think differently and they're kind of like the rebels of the zodiac. And so when they are not necessarily like in that positive expression, it's a matter of like retreating away from other people. It's really cool if, you know, people are like, wow, I'm loving this, is to look at the opposite signs to understand because they're similar. So the opposite of Aquarius is Leo. Leo is also really interested in like making the world better and creating systems and creating life and all these things, but they want to be seen. Whereas Aquarius is like, nah, I'm okay. I don't need to be seen.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So they all just like go hand in hand. And then is there one more?
Yeah, Pisces. Yeah,
oh, Pisces. Okay, I was waiting for it because it's Jordan.
Pisces right. Jordan's a Pisces sign. Okay, so Pisces is the wateriest of all the water signs. It tends to be the most sort of go with the flow, but also
he's not a sun. That's why it's his overall sign. Or wait, does that mean
that's his sun?
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
I might not be. He doesn't show up that way. Maybe. Okay. Keep going.
So we're like sometimes it's people are go with the flow. Like, sometimes though, there's a Pisces is really, really sensitive to other people's energy. So sometimes they'll just take on other people's energies. They're really interested in like the other things, the things we can't see. This is the most spiritual of all the signs. And again, if this doesn't sound like him, there's a lot more to his chart.
I know, I was going to say.
But really, like, I'd imagine that he is someone who is sensitive to what's happening in the world, right?
He is. In that way.
And Pisces is really powerful in that sense that, like we talked about Scorpio being like, oh man, you can, it's a lot of power, that's a lot of responsibility. Pisces is the same, but Pisces tends to get a little bit lost on the shadow side where they're like so in touch with other emotions that they almost want to escape. So, you know, when we think about the opposite, funnily enough, of Pisces is Virgo, and Virgo is all about the details. Pisces is lack of details. Pisces is like, I'm in that like sort of watery wonderland. And what they're really good at is healing and helping other people because they feel so heavily. But it can just be kind of a lot. And there's a time that where they feel like they need to escape in that shadow sense.
Jordan's a confusing one. He's just a confusing little question mark in a lot of ways, but he is extremely sensitive. People don't realize.
And intuitive.
Oh my God, he's always listening. I'll be like, you didn't even freaking hear me. And he repeats exactly what I just said.
That's
and I was like,
that's Pisces. Does he have vivid dreams? You have to ask him about his dreams. Yeah, that's a Pisces trait. Because they live in sort of that like dream world. Very of
up
things.
Here. He's in here a lot, but he doesn't say a lot.
I paid attention to her saying that they focus on things that can't be seen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking weird like cryptocurrency stuff.
Oh, that's that's kind of Aquarian, but it's very Pisces too. Yeah.
Extremely into it. Wow.
We'd have to look at his whole chart too.
We will actually, because that would be very interesting. Okay, so now we know all these things. What do you suggest we do with these? Like you work with people as an astrologist. What do we do and use these things for, generally speaking?
I mean, there's so much. I think just starting with understanding your own birth chart and what your gifts are and where you show up in the world where you have some work to be done, there's so many routes that you can go. I think it does help to get a reading for the first time, have someone read your chart. And again, I'm literally giving listeners just the basics. This is that base. There's so much that you can learn. And then from there, it's a matter of like, okay, what do I want to develop? When I work with clients, it's again, understanding how to gather energy. We look at the sun, how to self-study, how to understand where our shadows are, what we can do to grow. And then I use Mars as that motivation piece. How can you actually get yourself motivated to take care of yourself? How can you get, you know, yourself to do the practices that fill you up? And it narrows down the field a lot because self-care is so trendy. It's everywhere. It's such a commodity now. And so it's a matter of like, let's filter out some of that other stuff. I don't really care that this influencer is doing this. Ultimately, this practice is what works well for me.
For you. Mm-hmm. Everything is about understanding for you. So that's how you use the chart. And it can be for like working out. It could be for like, yeah, how you help yourself. It's everything like self-help and self-understanding.
Self-care is so trendy. And I guess, what are your top, like, what do you do for your top three self-care tips?
Yeah. One thing I'll just say, the other thing about the chart before I say that is that other astrologers will use it for lots of other things. You can use it for predictive information. You can use it for your partners. You can use it for, you can look at your moon to understand like, how your kids view you. There's so many paths. This is just how I use it.
Yeah.
As far as self-care goes, oh my gosh. At the moment, I'm like, if I can like do a squat, I'm like, yes, queen. I'm killing it.
Like, yes, queen.
I'm not at your various classes at the moment, but I will be back, I'm sure. But no, I really, like, I'm a Cancer. So I know that I need to nurture myself. That the peace or like the natural choice for me is to take care of everyone else, especially my kids. I just want to like, wow, let's get your little lunches ready, let's do all the things. And ultimately, like, no, I have to take care of myself first. So that's, I think, part of why I'm so obsessed with all of this. And you know, just everyday practices. I love to meditate in the morning. I love to get sunlight into my eyes right when I wake up in the morning. I go to bed so flipping early. Need all that
same
early. Like 8:30. Yeah, soap is the same.
I like to move, whether that be like going for a walk or doing lifting and just kind of like simple things. And then a lot of it is, I'd love to experiment right now. That's a part of my work, is like, what feels good and how can I share this with other people? And so, yeah, it changes a lot. And that, you know, as listeners are kind of like getting ideas, your practices can change literally day to day.
Okay. That's okay. I like that a lot. What would you say, just as being, because you're a mom and we didn't get to talk too much about this, you're a mom to two, almost three,
yeah.
And you practice so much spirituality. And we had kind of talked about this when you walked in, like spirituality versus religion. We don't have time to dive into that as a huge thing, but it's like, how do you instill that in your kids? Because I grew up Lutheran and I don't no longer go to church. It didn't serve me what I needed. And that is a personal thing for me. I believe in something higher. I don't need to validate why I don't go to church or why I don't do things. But for me, it's more about spirituality being tuned with my people and me and my mm-hmm. feelings. But I sometimes have like this worry in my head is like, how do you speak to spirituality with children? Because it's like when I eventually want to have kids, because it's like the tradition was to go to church, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how you taught somebody, you know, I would say like the basics of like how to be in a society, how to be kind, how to care.
How so to instill values almost without. Before you answer, can I quick tell you my take too?
Yeah,
because I have questions about it. And I was quite interested in this because one, because I used to date someone who was very religious and it's, I almost like had a bad like preconceived conception about people that were like overly religious. Mm-hmm. And my mind recently has changed because of Vanessa and her podcast. She actually, I was like very always in tune with Vanessa and always was like, I liked her spiritual side. And she started calling her higher power, like again, Sid and I are like, oh yeah, we believe in a higher power. But she only flipped the word from higher power to God just because she wanted to call it God. And now when she's talking about spirituality and she's like, so you can ask God, you can, I almost was like, wait, but it's just a higher power. And so then I was like, okay, so maybe I shouldn't be so closed off to this idea that people do believe in God.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like taken back by that whole sense and that idea that Vanessa was referring to her higher up as God. And she's not particularly going to church, but she goes to church sometimes now because she believes in something bigger than herself. And I'm like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. I like that. No. That's really good to know. It's very interesting. It actually completely changed my viewpoint on what I thought she was talking about. Mm-hmm. Cool. Whoa. Okay.
I think using the word is real. I love using the word God, but so, I mean, I can give you my perspective. Obviously, these are very personal journeys for everyone. I grew up Catholic. I grew up very conservative Catholic. My family is still very conservative. We're Italian, so it's like with lots of wine and lots of babies and lots of church. And I just, as I grew older, and really, again, I mean, kids can be so eye-opening. When I thought about bringing them to church and telling them that ultimately the leaders in the church will never be women, that was the kind of like tipping point for me to no longer identify as Catholic. And a lot of other things came into play. I mean, I was studying yoga philosophy and all these other things. So it was so much. But what I now, this idea that religion is just, it's, again, I keep saying tip of the iceberg. Really, it is. We're not really understanding how universal God is. And that's why when I think about spirituality, I think about it as this huge, like unimaginable power, right? And religion, in my opinion, has just kind of like put it into this little box. It's kind of a Debbie Downer of like, there's so much more out there. There's actually, you know, if this is something that people are interested in, and I like, this is going to be my postpartum journey of like reading a bunch of books on this, but there's this really amazing priest named Father Richard Rohr. He was just on Brene Brown's show.
Oh,
talking about this idea of, you know, again, the universal Christ, that like, this is so much bigger than we can even put into words. And I think for people that are starting to feel that, whether that be through any life experiences where they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so magical. I'm growing a foot right now. I'm so magical. Like, that's freaking cool.
You have a human
cool.
in your body.
That is cool. This is so much bigger than we can even put our finger on. I think that's where the spirituality starts to expand. And there's just so many places. And now I've met some of the most amazing people. Some of my best friends are in this work, whether it be accessing past lives or more astrologer friends, or I mean, there's just so much out there.
You need to connect us with your.
I have a person. She's my girl, Gina. Yeah,
stop.
She's here. She's local too.
Oh my God,
I thought you meant like here in this
Wait,
room.
Can I ask you what's her?
She has a podcast too.
She does.
It's called Past Lives and the Divine. It's really
amazing. Were on her podcast.
Yeah, I'm on it pretty regularly. But if you guys like are interested in that kind
Very
of stuff,
much so.
The brain just, I mean, the mind cannot be more expanded with this stuff. It's so fun. And here's where I think it like all kind of circles back, is that it ultimately, it reminds us that we are wildly powerful, magical, and we're all connected. We are. And I think in this time where it's like, man, like what the F is going on? It's all we can really kind of lean on is that faith piece, and not in a sense that like I have to go to church every week, right? It's like I just believe this is so much bigger. So I don't know how I'm going to really explain it to my kids. The other day, Lily, my eldest, was listening to, she really loves Taylor Swift. And she was like listening to the song, The Man. She's like, Mom, what is this song about? I'm like, oh, let's talk about the patriarchy. Like, let's just start there.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's six.
All right,
let's start there.
Sit down,
grab your pen and paper, honey.
So
this
we're
gonna
like,
take a bit.
We've got a long path, but for now, it's just a matter of like, I just try to remind them both that like they're so powerful and they can do anything they want.
Beautiful.
When they believe in it.
I hope that's I'm so reincarnated into your child.
You know.
Do I believe that?
No, I hope I am.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I feel like you would teach me some good things.
I would love that. I would love
like
that.
Like Mama Bear. That's beautiful. I feel like we touched on so many freaking amazing things. I literally have one final question related to spirituality that I just like, I feel like I need to ask you. What was one of like the most defining moments where you used your spirituality for like whether it be overcoming, whether it be guiding, whatever it is?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we've been talking so much about motherhood and all of this. And as I jokingly laugh, I'm like 700 years pregnant. But the first, I've had so much joy in navigating this and in cultivating my spiritual path and learning about myself and helping others. And it was kind of amazing because, I mean, it's been about probably 2 or 3 years of like really intense spiritual study. And for the first time, about a year ago, I really like had to use it in a way that I didn't see coming. So we decided we wanted to have a third little girl, or not a girl, it could have been a boy too, but we wanted to have another child and got pregnant right away. We've been so blessed that we haven't really struggled with fertility in that sense. But sadly, we found out we had twins and we lost them both. And we lost them both really suddenly, pretty early. I mean, it was in the about 8 to 12 weeks. So like the whole process was very fast. But I think that was like, I was like, wait, I've manifested all these cool things and I know exactly what my life looks like. I didn't have this planned. Like, I know that miscarriage is very common, but this wasn't something I was planning on. And in that moment, I was like, okay, this work that I've been doing and this, you know, these self-care practices that I've been cultivating and teaching, this is what this is for. This is for these really hard moments where I like have to go and dip in and access that. And it helped me in so many ways to realize that, you know, I can do hard things. I can get through it. And I, you know, I hate it when people say, oh, there's a reason for everything. 'Cause it's like, don't make my pain a lesson. But ultimately for me, there was a lot of teachings on the other side. And I did a whole episode on this. It's all into past lives and all sorts of shenanigans and things. But ultimately I felt so grateful to have this connection to something that made a really tough thing that much easier.
I remember listening to a bit of this podcast, and I do have to, this might be going a little too deep, I guess. Like, but you told a story about hearing something before you had the miscarriage, mm-hmm. and it was like a hypnosis.
Yeah.
Can you quick tell that? Because my jaw dropped. I listened to it on the way here and I was like, wait, so you heard this before you even knew, I don't know, just tell that story.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
It's funny because this is, you know, I was talking about past life work and my friend Gina. So her and I met years ago. She's amazing. And one of my favorite healing journeys is to do what's called a past life regression. Okay. So it's hypnosis where you go into a deep, pretty deep meditation and you access past lives. Are they past lives? I don't know. Maybe not. They could just be a vision. There's something to be known there. So we had done one. I just found out I was pregnant. We'd done one early on and I saw several things, nothing overly remarkable, but there was one specific life where at the end of the life, if I recall, it was basically, I remember saying out loud, like, life is so amazing and everything's going to be okay. Even if the unimaginable, the worst thing happens, like losing a child. I literally said this because you record them. You can go back and listen to them. And I'm in this spirit, or like in this hypnosis, and I listened back because we were using it for her show. And I remember hearing that and being like, whoa, that's like sort of intense. And like a week later, we found out we lost one and then we lost the other. And it was so, in a weird way, it was like really comforting because there was so much guidance. I had so much support in terms of like, you know, spirit guides or my spirit team or whatever it is, family. Just that, like, yes, when really hard things do happen, you'll get through it. And so getting that message a couple weeks before it happened, I really felt supported. And I know it all sounds so weird. And I think sometimes out of context, people are like, what are you on? But like, ultimately, again, these tools, these things, if they make us feel better and they get us through some of the tougher times, I can't advocate enough.
You don't have to have a reason why you believe or reason what you tell the people who are like, it's a bunch of hocus pocus. It's a bunch of baloney. It's like, you don't have to have a reason why.
I got goosebumps.
I had goosebumps all down my right side when you said that. I was like, oh my God.
We could literally keep talking about this for hours because now I'm like, how do you get in this hypnosis state? And so many more questions, but I feel like we're just going to have to maybe have a part two eventually.
I know, exactly. I'm like, we might need a part two, honey. We have a few things before we wrap up because this is like, I'm like, I have to like gather myself for a second.
Thank you for sharing all that. That's something we haven't really chatted about on the podcast, about miscarriage. And I think it's something that isn't really talked about often. Yeah. Something that people hide a lot. And it's such an intense feeling. It's grief. It's loss. So thank you for opening up.
So many people. I mean, it's so many of us have had that in life. And I don't want to brush it over saying like, oh, it was like really easy. It's awful. It's awful. And so the fact, I think, just that women are getting more open about it and can share is really, really helpful. So I'm happy to connect with people if they've been through that too.
You're one of the catalysts. So yeah.
Thank you for that. We have, okay, so we have a few things that we always do at the end of our podcast. We have a Stray Cannon moment, and then we have a Manscaped ad read, which is like the best ever because it's always hilarious. We literally, we open it and we don't read them before. And we're like, oh my Lanta, you're kidding me. But I have a Stray Cannon moment from a listener that was sent in. I'm going to save the advice for next week, but let me read this to you guys because this is good. Will you grab this off my lap, will you please? Gracias, señorita. Okay, here we go. So I was seeing a guy after a breakup while at my college, and he was an hour away from me. We had been talking for about 3 weeks, and my roommates were driving out to his area to go shopping. So I texted him saying, I have a way to get out to you. Would you be free to hang out later? I didn't usually have a car, so this is my only transportation for us. He said, sure. I got dropped off. We hooked up, and then he said he had to go for a work thing. Got called in, and he had plans with his friends right after that. So my roommates weren't done shopping or able to pick me up. So he had said I could chill and watch Netflix on his MacBook while he waited for my ride. He had been gone for about 3 minutes, and I realized his phone messages are synced up to his MacBook. The entire time, yep, I know, right? The entire time I was in the apartment with him doing the deed, he had a girl waiting for him in his parking garage. The entire time I had read messages like, hey, handsome, I had fun last night. I've been waiting, wanting to fuck you for an hour now when you are going to come get me. When are you going to come get me? Sorry. So the whole 3 hours I spent with him, he had a girl waiting downstairs. He, in fact, did not leave for work thing. I stopped snooping after I saw these messages because I didn't want to get caught, but I knew it would hurt me even more. Sorry, I had to scroll if I did. I was only mad because he said he was only talking to me, which is I didn't believe, but now I laugh to this day about it because it's ridiculous. So basically, he had somebody waiting in the parking garage instead of actually going to work thing. He just left and went downstairs.
Oh my
God. That's savage. That is so savage.
That's disgusting.
What a weenie. Have energy
for I was going to say, that's a lot of stamina.
That's where my mind's at.
Yeah. I literally.
His Mars is in Leo.
I sent this person a message back, and I was like, okay, I have to know what the heck happened after. Because like, what goes on with this? And they responded and they go, oh, I was dumb. I kept it to myself. I was super in him and I was only like 19. So I was obviously into it. But he was going to Florida the same week I was, which was like 3 days after that. And he kept telling me to come, how he'd come watch my college softball games, and he never did, but it kind of kept him on the hook. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, I'm still
he
into
kept
you.
Her
like,
wrapped around her.
Exactly. She said, I ended up putting my foot down a month later after I got sent home due to COVID for her sport. She's talking about, I don't think I can keep talking to you. It's not good for me. And I'm tired of getting hurt. They said they keep in touch sometimes, but basically she says, when we checked in one time, I had asked him about it and he confirmed the whole thing about the girl being downstairs. And I was just glad it never went into anything serious because I would have been cheated on.
Were they dating?
No, they were seeing each. I mean,
okay.
They were like, it was more like, I think it sounds like it was flingy, but the fact that they were just like hooking up, doing the, you know, thing. And he's like, oh, look at the time. I got to go for a work thing. You got to get out of here. It's like, okay. And then he just walks down to the parking garage and is like, he's going on a date with somebody else.
Oh man.
Busy guy.
Busy man.
Boy.
Busy boy.
Holy Hannah.
Speaking of busy boys. Ladies, speaking of busy ladies, okay. Ladies, sweaty sack summer is approaching and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your man's family jewels. Our sponsor of today's episode, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there for men in your life. I've had the honor of testing out these boxers and I can say it's the softest fabric of any underwear and perfect loungewear for your night in or sleepwear. They're even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's seriously a great gift for him. So let his bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com.
Oh boy, the front fly opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and effortless. So yeah, inefficient a little bit, you know what I mean? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Once the boxer 2.0 touches his sack,
he'll never go back.
Okay, that was creepy. I'm sorry, that creepy laugh after that. I shouldn't have done that. Ashley, sorry for the Manscaped ad read we had to do right there about nut sacks, but really, truly...
love those jewel pouches.
Sweaty, sweaty sack season.
Yeah, sweaty sack season. I'm into it. Just one of those. Love those. Thank you for everything. This was so eye-opening, and I feel like what you had said in the beginning is like you feel kind of seen or like understood, mm-hmm. and I feel yes. that a little bit. Like I feel this weird like kind of grounding in myself in a way. And I'm so thankful for that. And I know you can probably really attest to that yes, too.
Exactly. Same thing. I think that is so, so important that you're able to relate to something bigger than yourself and whether that be spirituality, horoscopes. And I think everyone can find a little something from this episode. So absolutely. We appreciate you.
And then Jem, we'll probably have thanks to have you back guys. And bug you about
yeah,
stuff.
To be on my show. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Come on, Yoga Magic.
Honestly.
Fun.
Let's do it.
Love that. Yes, I have many ideas.
Yeah. Plug kay. Yourself. Plug your podcast yes. and where to follow.
Well, yeah, Yoga Magic is my podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to anything. On Instagram, it's the yoga at Yoga Magic Podcast, and I'm at Ashley.Sondergaard. Don't be confused with the many imposters out there now. It's such a weird Wild West on Instagram lately.
Instagram is something.
It's something right else.
We were talking about this in the pre-show, in like our intro. So, yes. At Candid Sid.
At Candid Sov.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
At Straight Canada Podcast, you can find us there. Find us, find Ashley, get connected with her. She did offer if you are going through something similar, anything related to miscarriage or different things like that, you have your her helping hand. I'm like, what am I trying to say here? Her helping hand to speak to it. Yeah, you
anytime.
About it. Yeah.
Any last words for our listeners other than oh my gosh. The entire podcast? You better listen straight to finish.
No, I just think that, you know, we are, there's so much life to live out there. And when we prioritize ourselves, we take care of ourselves, we believe in the fact that we're really pretty powerful, life just gets that much better. It's pretty great.
It is great. We love you. You're amazing. You guys find us, chat with us, find us on TikTok per usual. And otherwise, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.